on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the midweek edition of the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Ladbrokes Park today on the Lakeside Circuit. Dean Lester, as he always does, is here to find us all the winners. Good morning, Dino. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michael. Good morning to you.
That is good to hear. We're on a good four today. Overcast conditions, the rails true at Lakeside. Where do you want to be today in the run?
Well, it can tend to favour leaders, but we haven't raced there since January 20, and I think might have had a little bit of remedial work done. I'm not sure. We'll hear about that in a minute, hopefully. And but
oh, you there, Dino? Hello. Hello, guys. You got me? Looks like we just lost Dean Lester there. Sorry. Wasn't sure where the technical error was coming from, Dino. But anyway,
yeah,
you were saying
enough.
Where you want to be in the run today.
Yeah, well, with the rail true, Lakeside, often it plays to leaders, but I think we haven't raced since January 20, and hoping, you know, it's not a real drying day as such, so I think it's only when it really firms up that you get that absolute dynamite leaders sort of scenario, but hopefully we'll hear more about that.
Well, unfortunately, we can't get hold of Kane McCutton, the track manager, today.
He doesn't want to talk to us, Michael.
No, exactly. So hopefully we will get some more information closer to the meeting. A couple of small fields today. Dean, how do you see the meeting overall?
Yeah, look, I like a couple of the races in particular, Michael, very much. And then there's a couple of races that I'll be probably steering well clear of. And luckily they're not in quaddy legs, so hopefully, you know, don't think the quaddy's going to pay quite as well as Saturday, but hopefully we can get a dividend and get some money.
Yeah, that's what we want. Let's get stuck into the first race, and this is for the two-year-olds. Only a small field. Take out the four. Montana Flash is the favourite at 260. Predetermined 460. Tis My Bay, $4.60. Amdul is at $4.80. And then the extreme outsider, Dino, Dawn Hunter at $7.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of totally opposed to the market here, so I might be right off track. I think it's a tricky race to start with, but I'm going to go with number two, Amigdul. It's had the race experience on its side, so I think that's a good starting point. And comes out of a pretty high-pressure race last start, and just weak and late, gets into a totally different scenario here, and I think can run well. I'm going with it to beat three, Dawn Hunter, a first starter in the Mick Price, Michael Kent Jr. stable. Obviously doesn't have the race experience, but looks to have jumped out quite well, and I think 1,200 on debut will suit. Montana Flash looks as though it's got some ability, and this is a very suitable option. And usually Craig Williams likes to, in these small fields, in these two-year-old races, try and dominate the race, and I'm imagining that's what he'll try and do. And Tis My Bay, it's got a lot of talent. It's just got a very bad barrier technique. Can miss the start two or three lengths and set itself up for a bit of a task. But it's certainly got ability. But, as you said, the outside is $7, and I'm giving it a good chance. So it's a tricky start to the program. 2, 3, 1, and 6.
2, 3, 1, and 6. Well, you're tipping the very well related, because the dam of Amigdul, Essiura, is she the dam of Stern and Elise as well?
Yes, I believe so, yep. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
great family.
Bred in the purple, racing in the royal blue. We'll get to see you in the first race at Sandown today. Let's have a look at race number two, take out three, which is Cuban State. Now, Nick Quinn told us that Yulon Code's been one of the best back runners of the day. It's in $2.30. Liquero, $4.80. Two from two, Derive, $5. Simon Zara tipped it very strongly to the RSN listeners when it got the cash last start, and then we're out to $5.50 for Rasu. So only a small field here, but there's a bit of talent in this race, Dean.
Yeah, well, it's in lots of ways probably a bit of a Guineas consolation with the likes of Yulon Code having run in the Autumn Stakes. The Prez ran in the CSA Stakes. So You've got a little bit of depth to this race. I think Yulon Code's the one to beat. I like the blinkers going on after that first run, and it was quite a good run in the Autumn Stakes. I think he's well suited here to beat Russo, who only comes off a maiden win, but I thought won quite well for the Waller Yard. And he's the only horse in the race that actually drops in weight off his last start win. Too Lofty Star. I really like these Julius Sandu horses at the midweeks because they get up on the speed, they're tough, they make their own luck, and lightly raced horse improving. And the Prez was beaten out of sight in the CSA Stakes, but right beside him was the Guineas winner. So we do know horses can improve sharply off that race. And I was giving him a little chance at massive odds that day. He'd be fitter for that run, and the blinkers coming off here. The gear change might help him, but on with your long code. 5, 7, 2, and 4.
5, 7, 2, and 4 in race number 2. Race number 3 at Sandown today is for the fillies and mares. It's benchmark 70 over 2,100 metres. Again, only a small field. Queen Guinevere at $3. Cake Walk at $5. Jungle Jane, $5. $5.50 for Sanctuaire. And then we're down to $5.50 for Evader and $9.50 for Northern Rain. That's the field.
Yeah, this is a tricky race, Michael. It's headed as a benchmark 70 for fillies and mares. It is, in essence, a benchmark 64, the highest rater being a 64. So don't be too afraid of a horse like Cakewalker that's been running in 58s. This isn't much of a class rise. In saying that, Queen Guinevere came off a reasonable Morong Cup and ran well, and I think looks well placed here, number two, to beat three Sanctuaire, drops 5 kilos on her run last, starting out to the longer trip suits. Cakewalker, as I said, has been going around in 58 grade, but drops 8 kilos for those runs, and this is a very weak race. And Evader, I think Jamie Edwards has got a great knack with these horses, middle distance horses, getting them up in trip quickly and getting them into form, and fitter for one run in, this mare can certainly improve. 2, 3, 1, and 5.
2, 3, 1, and 5 in the third. Race number 4 is over 1,200. This is a benchmark 64. We can take out the 8. And beyond, we just heard from Tanya about this Tassie Galloper, who is undefeated 3 from 3, and it's the favourite at $3.30. Home Rule, Maddie Raymond doing a good job with her team, and this was an impressive winner last start. It's at $3.60. Anglin, $7. Current, $7.50. And then we're down to Star Days at $9.50. Have you been able to get any handle, I suppose, on comparing the Tassie form to the mainlanders, Dean?
Yeah, he looks a pretty smart horse, Michael. Was there confidence from the camp?
There was. Understated confidence. I don't think she wanted to go the early crow, but said has made the trip well and settled in well.
Well, that's all he had to do, I think. I think with a bit of reasonable luck in running, I think he'll be winning. He's a really nice horse. His first two wins, he was on pace and he grounded out, but you know, showed good strength and toughness in last start. Bombed the start and just rounded them up so easily. I'm just hoping he sort of lands somewhere in between, about midfield. There's good speed here. He can land just behind the speed, and all being well, I think he'll continue on his winning way and provide a Melbourne City winner for Kyle Maskill, who rides very well. Number 1 to beat 10, Home Rule, as you mentioned. Good win last start for Maddie Raymond, and lightly raced horse. Good tactical speed, looks well placed. 3 fixated. Has won 3 of his past 5, so he's got plenty of race experience on his side and he's going well. And it took a while for it all to come together, but as I said, with recent winning form, can be competitive. And maybe Anglian next best off the maiden win last start, but drawn for a good run. But yeah, I'd expect And Beyond can continue on his winning way. 1, 10, 3 and 7.
1, 10, 3 and 7 and beyond. $3.30 favourite in the 4th at Sandown. 8 race card today. It is the twilight. It's first race starting at 3:05. We'll take a break. When we come back, it will be the quaddie legs, and we are hoping to bring you the final fields for the Group 1 Newmarket and also the Group 1 Australian Cup Super Saturday. Yet to see anything filter through, but fingers crossed in the next 15 minutes we'll be able to bring you those Group 1 fields for Saturday as well. On the other side of this, the quaddie at Sandown today.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Looking at today's meeting, we are racing at Ladbrokes Park Sandown on the lakeside, and we're up to race number 5, the first leg of the quaddie, which is a 64 over 1,200 metres. Few scratchings in this race. Take out 1, 8, 10, 13 and 14. Charm School is the favourite for Anthony and Sam Friedman. First up, $3.50. Redeal, $5.50. Bella Royale at $5.50. Future, $4.650. And then we're down to Meltdown at $8.50. So who do you like in this first leg of the quaddie, Dino?
Yeah, I'll be loading this leg up, Michael. I'm going to go with Bella Royale. I just think the way she won first up was encouraging, and I just think it's a pretty good run here for Damien Oliver and Lloyd Kennewell, and I think it's got a good chance, but not a lot between a few of these. Meltdown got the job done first up, just a little bit awkwardly drawn. She's going to probably be back in the field and need a bit of luck, but I like the way she can quicken at the end of her races. I think she's a chance. Charm School has trialled well enough to be highly competitive here first up. Recent Flemington jump out was good. I thought Redeal jumped out well too for the Price Kent Junior Stable, jumped out with a good filly in Mozzie Monster at Caulfield recently down the side there and looked to go quite well. I thought first up she had a chance, but Future Force is the other one that will be going in the quaddy. It's a very competitive race, 11, 9, 2 and 6.
11, 9, 2 and 6 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race 6 is a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. We can take out 8, 10, 11 and 12. Eagles Craig's into odds on now. $1.90. Sky Horse, $6. Iowa Hawkeye, $7. Maui is $7. And then Prism at $8.50. So, Dean, J-Car on for Archie Alexander. This European galloper made a very big impression winning at its Aussie debut. Do you expect it to go on today?
Yeah, I think he will, Michael. He's an OTI horse and part owned by one of our very loyal listeners over in the UK, Andy Gemmell, a very well-known owner. And I think Andy might be listening, and I think he'll be tuning in later in the day and seeing his horse win. So I think Eagles Crag's a really nice horse. He trialled like a winner going into that race at Pakenham. He probably exceeded my expectations anyway a little bit at Pakenham. I thought he'd win, but he won like a really good horse, and I think he can go on with the job. To beat number 5, Sky Horse, who I thought was an even run first up without threatening, but just showed that she probably needs 1,600 and further. Second up, she's well graded here. And Maui's the other one I'll be putting in the quaddie. I thought the win last start had merit for the Stokes Yard. He's run good races this time in. He's progressing well. Next best might be Prism, number 4, who does race well here at Sandown. Will be up on the speed. Make your own luck. But I think Eagles Crag will win again. 9, 5, 7 and 4.
9, 5, 7 and 4. Good luck to Andy, who's listening. He must have just had a bet too, Dino, because now it's into $1.85. So good luck to Andy. And Eagles Crag today will be very hard to beat in race number 6 at Sandown. Race number 7. This is a good little race for a midweeker at Sandown. We can take out 8, 5 Kingdom. It's an 84 over 1,600. Mystery Shot is at $4. High and Dry, $5.50. Ruled the World, $6. Independent Road, $6. And then we're down to Biometric at $7 and Massaf at $9.50. So pretty good class race for a midweeker at Sandown.
We finish with two rippers, Michael, to be honest, and an 84. It's good to see it at a midweek race. And I think Mystery Shot will get the money here. I think he's been looking for 1,600 metres. First up, total non-event down the straight. He regrouped second up. He ran very well behind Regards Marie. It's great form. He got held up at a crucial stage of that race. I don't think he'll have such problems here. He's had a little jump out since then as well, and he's going very nicely. And be interesting to see what happens with Surreal Image here. We saw last Friday night he led and was really restrained back to the field and overdid it. And he can roll along at a really good speed. And if he does, he'll string this field out and he'll probably lead Independent Road. And Mystery Shot probably lands third. And whilst it'll make it a bit more of a testing mile, I think he can probably get the job done, Mystery Shot. I think Massaf's the danger. I expected a little bit more of him in the spring, but it might have just come along a bit early for him. Chris Wallace put him away. He's given him two recent jump outs. The most recent one was a good jump out. He was with Prezzardo and co, and he ran through the line really nicely, and I thought it was encouraging sign that he's ready to go first up. 9, High and Dry. I don't think there's any improvement in him at this stage of the campaign, but with 54 on his back, he's competitive, and 4, Rule the World's probably in the same boat. We've seen him 5 times this campaign, so there's not much improvement, but he's holding his form and next best. But I think Mystery Shot up to the mile today, we might see the best of him. 2, 3, 9 and 4.
2, 3, 9 and 4. Is $4 Mystery Shot, is that a backable price? You happy with that?
I think so. I think $4 is, you know, he's a good gambler at that. I had him a bit shorter than that.
All right, so Mystery Shot might be a nice bet. Race number 7, the second last at Sandown today. The last jump's at 7 o'clock tonight. It's a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres. No scratchings here, and as Dino said, another good race. Fighting Harada, a great return, and he's been a little easy. $2.80 out to $3, but if you missed it earlier, I should have played this. Let's before we get to this last race, I forgot, and I apologise to Mikey, who has been spending a long time cutting up these pieces of audio. For those who like Mystery Shot, have a listen to what Lindsay Smith said about Mystery Shot yesterday out at the sales.
Yeah, he's in the right grade. His run the other day was good. He just got held up a little bit again. He got beaten fair and square by a pretty good horse. So yep, the drop in grade should suit.
All right, so that'll add to the confidence of Dino. Now, let's have a listen to what Mick Price said a little earlier about Fighting Harada in the last.
Good job by the boys at the Bull, the boys and girls down there. They put a lot of time and effort into him. He's been a problem child, that horse. But, you know, he's pretty talented. He can win, no doubt. If you have a look at some of his replays, all you see in the small fields is lock away. And it was a long time ago, but what I'm saying is his form should read a lot better. He's a better horse than what his form reads. And, he just has to put a bit of racing together. He'll run really well.
Pretty good push from Mick Price. Are you with him in the last day?
Yeah, I think he's a good winning chance, Michael. I'm going to back two probably equal stake here, one for a good win and Fighting Harada for a smaller win, and they are 10 and 11. I think Barbie's Fox has got a good chance here, freshened up. I think it's a good grade of race for her. She's often drawn poorly where she's had a lot to do. She's drawn quite well here. She's got Craig Williams. I just think she's got a very good chance. Fighting Harada can certainly win. And the $3 he's got out to an appealing enough price. I think they're the two for me. But for the quaddie, I'll be including a couple of others. One of which is Wycliffe, number 6. Interesting horse in that most of his form was at 14 and 1600 metres. His last run in Europe, he had to go at 2400 metres, and when he came to Australia, he had one run at 2000 metres. So he's trialled up pretty well. I think he'll be sharp enough at 1400 to run a cheeky race. And B Hunter, he doesn't win very often. He's a bit of an enigma, but this is a good race for him. First up, he can get into the money. But I'll be playing the race around numbers 10 and 11 principally. 10, 11, 6 and 3.
10, 11, 6 and 3. Dino, what's the best of the day? How do we make a dollar?
We're chiming in on the Unbeaten and Beyond as the best. Race 4, number 1. The best value might be the last. Race 8, number 10, Barbie's Fox at double figure odds. I think she's over the odds. For the quaddie, the first leg, 2, 6, 9, 11 and 12. Second leg, 5, 7 and 9. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 9. And the last leg, 3, 5, 6, 10 and 11. And my play is going to be just a simple multi. Race for both for the win. Race 4, number 1, and beyond. Race 7, number 2, Mystery Shot.
I like it. Dino, hot off the press. I've got the final fields for the two group ones. Greg Carpenter has sent them through. And it's like we're going back to the old days at Flemington for these features, Dean. We've got 18 in the Newmarket and we've got 17 in the Australian Cup. I'll give you the Newmarket field first. Zutori, 57 kilos, Barrier 4, Luke Curry, Elite Streak, Barrier 11, Mark Zara, Imaging, Barrier 5, Damien Lane, Camel Passer 15, Jake Torek is the rider, Celebrity Queen 6, Willie Pike, Darlasan 13, Johnny Allen, Flitz drawn 17, no rider as yet, Standout 7, Michael Walker, Bold Star 9, Dan Stackhouse, Brooklyn Hustle 10, Damien Thornton, Halvorsen 12, Lockie King, Indian Pacific 3, Brad Parnham, Prophet's Thumb 2, Craig Newitt, September Run, Barrier 8 for Craig Williams, Serious Suspects drawn 14, Jamie Carr, Amish Boy, Barrier 1, Dean Yendel, Prague 16, Michael D, and Swatsat, Barrier 18 for the 3-year-old filly with Jai McNeil on board. Early thoughts, hearing that field for the first time, about 210, what's that? Well, I should say September Run. Do you think she'll stay around that price?
Hard to know, Michael. Big field. There'll be a variety of opinions, but I think everyone will gravitate towards her. I think the ones that'll be very happy with the draw. Would be, I think, Sarpasana be wrapped with that with Serious Suspect. That's a great draw for him down the outside, and Swat's that to come down the outside with him. So I don't think they'd be disappointed in the slightest. But, yeah, look, it's a fascinating blend. I mean, I'm disappointed that we haven't got Nature Strip or Bivouac there, but... yeah, there's just so many different little side stories there. Will Elite Street regroup after he's running the Lightning? He trialled really well last week. You know, a throw at the stumps first up with a horse like Delisan, who's won a Danehill down the straight first up. Flit, I think Damien Oliver will ride Flit. So that's the Godolphin representative. Okay. They're very good at picking who's going to run in these big races, and she is a Group 1 performer. So, there's a lot of little stories, but September runs the headline act in what she's been doing.
And we've got 17 in the Australian Cup. Humidor, Barrier 12, Damien Lane. Harlem 7, Michael Walker. 50 Stars, drawn Barrier 3, Johnny Allen. Homesman's drawn 14, Jai McNeil. Warning 15, Ollie. Angel of Truth 13, Willie Pike. Best of Days 17, Luke Nolan. Steel Prince 11, Jamie Carr. Chapada 9, Dan Stackhouse. Platoon 10, Brad Parnham. Shared Ambition 2, Mark Zara. Defibrillate, Strawn Barrier 4, Billy Egan. San Huberto 6, D. Yandel. Nonconformist 16, Luke Curry. Miami Bound 8, Dan Moore. Missiska 5, Michael D. And Paradis, Strawn Barrier 1 for Craig Williams. So 50 Stars Defibrillate have drawn well. A few of the other fancied runners have drawn quite wide, Dino.
They have, Michael. Gee, Paradis can come up with Barrier 1. She was there on the coast, and she was there the other day, and she's come up with Barrier 1 again. It's nearly her name, Paradis the First. She's come up well. I love the draw for 50 Stars. Last year he had to come from a wide draw and go a long way back. The couple that I've been interested in, I think the price has gone a bit with Defibrillate, and he's come up with a reasonable draw. He certainly can take advantage of that, and I think Chapada's going quite well. So I thought he had no luck at Caulfield, so he's got a middle draw, so that probably suits him. But, big field, interesting race.
No doubt about that. We'll spend the next couple of days trying to decipher both the big group ones for Super Saturday. Dino, good luck today.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael.